Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Dustin, it's time to grab the peanuts and popcorn because baseball's back. That's right. They will be getting back out on the diamond this week. And while we may not be able to join them in the stadium, there's plenty of action to be had from the comfort of home. No better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate baseball coming back, DraftKings Sportsbook's offering free bets for every home run your team hits. Taking advantage of this Grand Slam offer is easy. All you have to do is place a pregame bet of at least $25 on your home team, and for every home run they hit in that game, you'll get $5 worth of free bets. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, you ready to talk some Penn State football?
As ready as I will be. Let's do it, man.
As ready as I will be. Come on, you could do better than that.
I mean, it's just an admission on my lack of ability, I guess. It's a tricky thing to discuss right now. I had somebody ask me, you know, just about this show, like, what do you guys even talk about with all this stuff going on? I said, well, you know, we're always going to preview the team. We're just trying to do it in this environment where we don't know when the preview's for exactly. We're still hopeful that it's for August, September, but we really have no idea. So it's tricky times indeed. It's for everybody obviously making decisions on this front, but also more importantly for us.
Yes, it is. They are tricky times right now, but hey, let's start out with actual football news, which is great. It's been a while, but there is a Penn State football commitment. And this one is from a 4-star linebacker recruit out of Michigan named Jamari Bowden. This one was not a surprise. We kind of expected it, but it was still nice to get one in the win column last Friday for Penn State.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's good to add to that class. It's good to get the recruiting train, and who knows what can spur momentum on the recruiting front. Lesser things have for sure. So Bowden, 6'2", you know, in that 215-pound range, really nice player. One of the top, I think he's number 305 nationally, number 20 outside linebacker in the 24/7 Sports composite. So the kid can play. Got a bright future for sure. I like his game. I spent some time watching his film yesterday. Really flows with traffic well, you know, sheds blocks well, does some of those linebacker things that aren't necessarily splash plays all the time, but he can play the position. I think he told Rivals that his versatility is something that he really prides himself on. He looks like the kind of guy who can do the whole assortment of responsibilities. He can handle those at linebacker, dropping into coverage, coming off the edge, playing against the run, finding the ball carrier. It's a really nice pickup for Penn State. Not, you know, not the 5 stars that we've grown accustomed to landing on the linebacker front, but really good player. 4th player from the state of Michigan. Yet again, a guy who has said that, you know, their recent success with Michigan guys was a factor for him. Also said that his family was completely on board. Really liked Penn State too, which is another theme that we've heard a long time with James Franklin and his staff, that he's huge with families. And when you're huge with families, there's a good chance you can win the player too. And that's what happened here.
Right. And you alluded to, you don't know what's going to happen if momentum starts to shift and you get things going your way again. So for Penn State, having been a little bit dry on the recruiting front for a while, it's nice to get this one in there. And towards that momentum front, they definitely have momentum in the state of Michigan. I don't think there's ever been a year when they've gotten this many guys from Michigan. So that's really nice. And the other part, and we're going to get into the whole linebacker position in our next segment, the idea of there seems to be momentum at the linebacker position if you look at the history and what they've been doing at that position. So that's very good to see also. So good pickup for the Nittany Lions. Hopefully that's the start of some recruiting momentum. Next up on the news front, and we did cover this last week with Ross and with Andy, was the, apparently, I guess it's on Wednesdays, they're going to come out every week and update us on the number of tests that they perform for the COVID-19. And this past week, they came out with, they said they had done 178 tests and no positives, which is great news. But Dustin, and maybe this is the cynic in me, but they also came out and said there are 31 pending tests, but they didn't explain what that meant.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I saw that too, and I guess the cynic in me thought the same thing. I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether they stagger these out and on Wednesday, because it, you know, it takes a bit of time for the results to come back. So maybe they had kids get tested on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday or something like that. Maybe there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for it. I don't, you know, I will just assume for a second that it's not, you know, nefarious purposes or secretive. You know, Penn State is clearly doing something. I don't think it's just good fortune that they can run this many tests. This is the second time they've made an announcement and not have any positives. Meanwhile, you know, West Virginia is really fighting a number of tests and slowing their workouts down. It's like, what's Penn State doing that other places aren't? Is it good fortune? I don't know, but maybe they can share their success story with the world and see if the other places can replicate it.
Well, what I'm wondering a little bit, and this is probably a terrible analogy, but I'm wondering if these infections are just like recruiting. There's a lot of momentum either way. And if you've got a handful to start, boy, a little momentum and it's out of control on your team. And if you come in, if you start with a clean record, it's a lot easier to keep that clean record. You know, if no one on the team is infected, you're not going to catch it from a teammate. And, you know, as more students get to campus and there's more interaction between players and non-players, who knows where it'll go at that point. But we could kind of use that, Dustin, into a segue on the whole season itself and that season outlook. There seems to be momentum up and down. A few weeks ago, I think we were all feeling really good that there was going to be a fall season, and the only issue was going to be how many people are you going to put in the stands? Was it 25%? Was it 30? Was it 40? Now, once again, it seems like the momentum may be going towards we're going to see a spring season of football as opposed to a fall season.
There's no win-win-win. You know, there's no way to start on time and bring risk down to zero. There's no way to play in the spring and have that not impact, you know, the recruiting calendar, the relationship with high school players, the prospects of, okay, what happens next year now that you've played all the way up through whatever, May or June. So there's no, you know, win-win option for anybody here. So all they can do is make the best possible decision. I have a hard time believing that the season would ever just be canceled. So, you know, I saw the thought, you know, the guys at NJ.com did a revenue breakdown of what schools would lose in the Big Ten if the season were canceled. I don't think that that's a scenario. Mentioned something about maybe pushing the season back a couple weeks to see how Major League Baseball and the NFL handle things. Although the NFL, you're having players speak out about a lack of safety protocol. I mean, it is not easy. I have a hard time believing, though, still, that they're going to play in the fall. I do feel like it's going to be a spring season too. I don't know what that looks like, or specifically when it kicks off, or what you do, you know, no spring practice, what you do with the next season then. Is that impacted? Do you have to move that back at all? It's just going to, I think it's going to get messier before it gets cleaner.
It is. And you hit it when you said that there's no win-win scenario. There isn't. One of the things I believe that the more they could hold off on making a decision, the more information they're going to have. It's a better informed decision. Now, for some of the smaller conferences, they've already made that decision. They're not going to play in the fall. Now, they don't have the financial repercussions like the Big Ten, for example, would have if they don't play. So that has to factor into the decision. It is not purely health risk versus financial. You can't just completely separate it and choose one or the other. There's a lot of incentive to play the games, and a lot of them are financial reasons. You can't get away from that. Now, I initially had my knee-jerk reaction when the Big Ten said they were only going to play the conference games. I thought, well, boy, that's pretty quick that they're making that decision, until I realized I didn't think it was about making the decision quick. It was about giving them flexibility. So you mentioned being able to put off the season for a few weeks. By doing conference play only, it also did buy them a few weeks before they have to start and make a final decision. So I think it's helpful in that way, Dustin.
Yeah, and I have to think behind the scenes, the people who are making these decisions will have some kind of plans A, B, C, D, E, F, and G drafted up, and make the decision at the last possible moment with as much information as they can. You know, I think some kind of decision making has to be reached before training camps begin and you start mandatory workouts and all that stuff. And, even leading up to the season opener, how long can they wait before they make a decision on when to kick off? I think they're going to wait as long as they possibly can, with the hopes of getting the information that they want or need to be able to play as normal a season as they can. And maybe those couple weeks help. Maybe the mask movement really starts to drive down cases over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, and we can get back to something that resembles a normal schedule. I still have my doubts, but I think that's where the hope lies, is that measures that we're taking now can benefit the season itself.
All right. I'm hopeful also that that could happen, Dustin. Stick around. In quarter number two, we're going to take a deeper look at the linebacker position.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Do you notice your computer can't keep up with you? Are you concerned with network security or your server failing? Tech Results can help with a free IT evaluation. Just mention the Keystone Kickoff Show, and we'll send a tech professional to your business with insight on solving IT challenges, stretching your IT and communications budget, and prepare for disaster. We can complement your in-house IT staff or existing technology vendor. Email us at info@techresults.com or call us at 814-206-0000 extension 6.